Ted focused all his attention on Madge. And Madge was so absorbed by Ted that she didn't know anyone else existed. This left Kitty and Sammy in an awkward position, strangers with little to talk about. Add to that the longing Kitty felt when Ted's expressive lips curved up into that infectious smile. A smile he directed at Madge, not her. Kitty forced her attention away from the flirting man and glanced out the window.
"It's a beautiful day," she commented, wishing she could escape Ted's company.
"Yeah," Sammy followed her gaze. "Makes you want to get outside."
Kitty turned to face Sammy. She had an idea, if he was willing.
"You wouldn't be interested in going for a walk, would you?"
"Walk? Where?"
He actually sounded interested in her idea.
"A woman in a shop told me about some old Norman ruins just outside of town."
"Sounds interesting."
He glanced over at Ted and Madge with their heads together, whispering.
"You think they'll want to go?"
Kitty shook her head. She knew Madge. Walking into the village had been more than enough of nature for her. Kitty touched her friend's arm to get her attention.
"We're going on that walk I told you about. We'll be back later."
"That's swell."
Madge barely glanced away from Ted. When Kitty and Sammy stood, Ted got up and walked with them toward the bar.
"You two have fun. We'll just stay here. Listen to some music."
He signaled for the bartender to bring another round.